This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes abolishing the civil government school system. I was recently made aware of something called sexual fluidity, which is the idea that our sexual identity can change with how one feels. It became an issue in Virginia's Fairfax County, where the school board recommended sexual fluidity be taught to students, including middle schoolers. It was the Family Foundation of Virginia that made me aware of how Fairfax County wanted to give students the impression that gender was a fluid thing, that it could be whatever one wants it to be. The Family Foundation also alerted us how, quote, President Obama's Justice Department is now pushing gender identity as a protected class in employment, sexual harassment cases, and among students, and if school boards refuse to comply, the administration is threatening to pull their Title IX funding, end quote. I do thank the Family Foundation of Virginia for this information. They may have been responsible for Fairfax County possibly withdrawing their recommendation. In light of how there should not be civil government schools, I have to take the Family Foundation's analysis one step further, though. If there weren't any civil government schools, organizations like the Family Foundation of Virginia could expend their resources in more productive ways, in proactive ways. What I mean is our Christian resources are being used to merely fight back sexual fluidity. Well, even if that battle is successful, so what? There still exists a system that rejects Jesus. My contention is that our Christian organizations must fight the source of all that is humanism, which means that all pro-family organizations, including those on the state level and national level, like Family Research Council and Focus on the Family, must direct their efforts towards taking out the funding mechanism that supports the source of humanism. That means targeting all taxes, but mainly property taxes, that support the civil government school system in the first place. Then we can have our money back, and we can afford to pay for a place for our children to go so they don't have to learn about sexual fluidity. At the same time, we won't have to pay money to fight it. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.